pray. Father, we thank you again for another session, another time of, again, considering another aspect of being used by you to minister to your children. And we ask that you would quicken our minds and remove all the things that we've got going right now that we've just come out of, and allow us to concentrate and think and be here really in body, soul, and spirit in this class, Lord. So we just ask that you would have your way in Jesus' name. Amen. Today, worship with children. And for the first hour, we're going to have Dan Karen, known as Mr. Daniel, share with us. And I've known Dan for quite some time, and so I have to be careful with what I say, and he has to be careful what he says. But you're going to have a great time. It'll be fun. Dan was out just this last Sunday doing worship with our children in the children's ministry, our three services where we have first through sixth grade. We actually brought in kindergarten through sixth grade to have worship time, and they had a blast, had a wonderful time. Some of the best worship I've had at kids' camp has been the Lord using Dan, and just the combination of fun songs moved into worship songs. Oftentimes we don't believe that children really have the capacity to worship, and hopefully after this class is over with, we will have a whole new concept, if that is not our concept. It's important that the children do worship. It's important that they're taught how to worship. We're going to look at all kinds of aspects. The Lord's been using him in a neat way. I'll be covering some things after. I'll try to explain what Dan was meaning. No. He's very, very articulate in what he's going to communicate. But there's so much to look at when it comes to children's ministry. There's a lot of concepts, a lot of ideas, a lot of ways of thinking about it. And so we are going to approach as many as we can so that maybe some misconceptions are cleared up about worshiping with children. So Dan, come on up.
All right. Thank you. Thank you. I guess people knew I was going to be here, because that's why no one was in the front row. It's just everyone, no one was brave enough to sit up front. This is basically, I'm going to be giving you two workshops that I've put together. These are really, today you're going to get two different workshops squeezed into one. It's usually almost 2 hours worth of material, and so I'm going to condense it today. So I've never done that before, so I don't really know how it's going to go. But we're just going to, I'm going to ask the Lord to just help me to share with you what's most important, and hopefully just to give you ears to hear, and maybe to encourage you, just to give you perspective on leading children to the throne room of God through worship. So I want to pray now with you. So we just had a time of prayer. I got to pray. I'm probably praying more for me than for you, but let's pray. Father, thank you for this time, and I do pray that you would just put a guard over my mouth, Lord, and that I would be able to communicate to your people here, your men and women that are called to serve you, Lord, that you would help me to communicate to them what matters to you for your children. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So hopefully this is going to be a little bit interactive as we go through the outline. I have an outline. I'm the kind of person that if I have an outline, I tend to pay a little more attention. If I don't, I just can go anywhere. So hopefully you'll be able to follow my outline. Now, saying that, I also reserve the right to go way off the outline. And I might do that too. So you just have to follow me. But after we do the outline, we're going to do some kind of interactive music where I'm going to have you guys, I'm going to treat you as I would if you were children. So we all have to be a child to enter the kingdom of heaven anyway. So it's just good practice for all of us. So I'll be calling on volunteers for people who want to help me with some hand motions. So if you're like a hand motion person and you're comfortable with that, just get yourself ready. Will I make you come up if you don't want to come up? No. But I'd love to have a couple of people come up. So just be thinking. You've got a while. So we're looking at worshiping with children. And I've called this, entitled it, Leading Children to the Throne Room of God. And the perspective that I want to give you today is the awesome, awesome privilege that you could have by leading a child in worship. It's not just, I guess the big picture of what I'm trying to communicate to you today is that music is not just for the sake of let's fill some time or let's get the kids participating. That's part of it. But to go farther than that is really where a lot of people never go. And that next step is what I want to maybe encourage you or inspire you to do, is to go beyond singing songs, leading songs, into worship, leading children truly in worship. And so that's what this is basically entitled, Leading Them to the Throne Room of God, because that's where we want to go with them. We just don't want to have them be entertained. We want to take them in a sweet time of worship too. So, Oswald Sanders has this great definition of worship. Worship flows from love. And where love is meager, worship will be scant. Where love is deep, worship will overflow. And as I grow in the Lord, as you walk with the Lord, I'm sure you find the more that you see how much the Lord loves you and what He's done for you and His mercy for you and His grace upon you, it just makes you love Him more. And I think when a worship song hits that part of our heart where God has ministered to you personally or seen you through something that's hard, your the love for the Lord just comes, it flows right out of your heart, and that's really worship. It comes from love. And so with children, it's an interesting situation, because most children that you, not most, but many of the children you might encounter in children's ministry, they're children. So they haven't been forgiven much, because they accepted Christ when they were 3 and they're just 4, you know? And they don't have a real awareness of their sin nature and how far they've fallen from God and missed the mark, and so you're not going to get this huge amount of love from children because of the love that God has shown them and His forgiveness and mercy. That's a way more mature thing that you see, not with little kids. But little kids have just a childlike kind of love. They have that kind of love that is just, well, of course I love the Lord. I love the Lord. I just love the Lord. Why not? He's God. And that is such an awesome privilege to minister to human beings that have that kind of a heart. We get it all clouded and messed up and everything, but they've just got that real pure stuff. So we're going to talk about worship as an act of love. And what can you expect? Well, when you talk about expectations from kids, it's really good to know what to expect when working with kids. How many of you have actually ministered to children in a situation? Raise your hand just so I know. Okay. Elementary aged, raise your hand. Okay. Preschool. Wow. Okay. Nursery. Oh, is this part of your training? Or you guys love kids? That's awesome. Okay. Well, I'm gearing this more toward like the maybe a little preschool, but kindergarten aged up to 6th grade. So that's where we're going with the age that I'm dealing with. So what can you expect from a child? Well, it depends on about 4 factors. And I have just found that their love for the Lord is one of those factors. I already spoke about that. Another one is their comfort with singing in front of others. You could have a kid that totally loves the Lord but isn't really an expressive, outgoing person. So they're shy. They're reserved. They're not going to be free to just worship. Does it mean that they don't care about what you're doing? Not at all. Does it mean they don't love the Lord? Not at all. But just mean it could mean that they're just shy. One, I have two boys. One of my boys is out there. He's like me. He's a ham. He's just a ham. Get him in front of someone and he's fine. My other boy is really withdrawn and kind of shy. Doesn't want to be in front of anyone. And they both love the Lord. But when we do devotions at home and I'm worshiping with them, you know, the one who's shy doesn't really want to sing, and the one who loves to sing is singing. But they both love the Lord. So, and then generally under that number two, I put also that younger children are less self-conscious. If you've worked with kids, you know that. Kids up till about third grade or so, sometimes fourth, they will just freely worship. They will praise the Lord. They will do hand motions. No problem. They don't care what anybody thinks. Now you start to get up to the fourth, fifth, and sixth graders, and they're watching who's watching them. You know? And you've observed that if you've worked with kids at all. And then when you get into junior high, that's a whole other thing. That's a whole other seminar. Because actually, I think that junior hires, mentally, they're far beyond preschoolers. But emotionally, I think they're in the same place. It's an interesting... They're so much fun. Anyway, we won't go there. But also, I put here, what can you expect from a child? It depends on their personality and it depends on their experience. So you might have a kid that you're ministering to and they're not comfortable doing worship songs because no one's given them the opportunity to do it. Either the church that they went to, or they're a new believer, or their family, they don't worship much, or their parents don't sing, and so they're not used to it. So you could have kids coming in with all this kind of stuff. So that's, I just want to make you aware of that. Now that part two, it says, what does a worship leader do? Well, really, you're setting the tone for a worshipful environment. And this is probably this section right here is really the meat of what I would want to encourage you in today. You know, children, I think that children were designed by God to imitate. They just tend to imitate. My younger son does everything his older brother does because he just adores his older brother. Now, you wouldn't know that if you saw them bickering with each other. But he just absolutely wants to be like his older brother because he loves him and he admires him. And children, just inherently by God, are designed to want and seek to imitate. And so when you have the opportunity to minister in front of children and to children, they are, whether they're aware, see, my little guy, not at all, he is not at all aware of how he imitates and wants to imitate his brother. He's not aware of it at all. But he does it. And the children that you have before you will want to imitate you. They will imitate you. So sometimes your strongest teaching tool is who you are. It's just who you are. And praise God that he who began a good work will complete it. And so those kids are going to watch you worship if you're willing to. So the worship leader is going to set the tone for the environment. Number two, I put here, they're going to usher the children to the throne. Now, I use an example of a worship leader as an usher. Meaning, if you picture a church where you come into the church and someone takes you by the arm and they kind of walk you down to where you can sit down and hear the word of God. Well, I consider a worship leader, God kind of gave me this picture that a worship leader really takes kind of a Martha mentality of a work, you know, we're working and we're, you know, I've got my things in my life and I'm busy and I'm coming to church and I've got stuff on my mind and like Martha. And a worship leader's greatest, you know, opportunity and privilege is through the Holy Spirit to just take that person and kind of usher them through the Holy Spirit, through music, to be kind of more like Mary than Martha. So coming in like Martha and turning into Mary by the Holy Spirit. And the music that God has anointed can do that. And when God anoints you and equips you, you can do that. And children need the same thing, not just adults. One thing I want to say too, it's great to have fun with kids and to play with kids and to be youthful and know that they're kids, but don't just treat them as children. They're children, but they're God's little people. And don't expect them to necessarily not get it. They might become truer worshipers than half the adults in the sanctuary. They can do that. They have that childlike faith. So, yeah, they're little children, but that doesn't mean they can't sing, "This is the air I breathe." Some of those really sweet songs. I mean, really sweet songs. They can do it. So, be an example for the children to imitate. We're going to talk a little more about that in a minute. And make them thirsty by an invitation. Invite them by who you are. Show them who the Lord is through you. Make them thirsty. Children are pretty much stimulated. They live for stimulation. Nintendo, Game Boy, GameCube, PlayStation, videos, movies, entertainment. We live in a culture of entertainment. And so much of that entertainment is set to stimulate the senses of those who are involved in the entertainment. That's what it's all about. And our kids need to go beyond stimulation. They need inspiration. And they're going to come to you to meet the Lord, to be touched by the Lord, by the Holy Spirit. I believe that if a child can encounter the Holy Spirit through you, through worship, they will have gone from that mindset of stimulation to inspiration. And that's all that's going to fill that hole in their life, that hole in their heart, is the touch of the Lord. And you can have the opportunity to do that anytime you are worshiping with kids. So if you turn your page over to what is the point of worship, just a couple things to think about quickly. You want to take a child from thinking about me. You know, we all are self-centered. We all think about ourselves a lot, way too much. I know I do. And when, maybe you've experienced this, when you get somewhere and you're worshiping the Lord and it's just sweet and you're just focused on the Lord, I don't know about you, but I don't think about myself much as much anymore. I'm thinking about the Lord. And that's one huge opportunity that you can have to affect a child's way of thinking. Taking a child from thinking of me to thinking about God. The second one is preparing their hearts to receive the Word. I mean, when a child comes into a class, a Sunday school or wherever you are, worshiping with kids, they might have so much stuff going on their mind that you have no idea about. I mean, they might have a soccer game they want to get to, or a birthday party that's going on in about an hour or two, and that's all they can think about because they're so excited. Or maybe they got in trouble because they hit their brother on the way to church, and their parents just took every privilege they have away for a week, and they're devastated, and you don't know what they're coming in with. So you are able to get their minds quieted and ready to hear from the Word of God. So, and then number three, I already spoke about this, really moving a child from stimulation to inspiration. So the next part, the act of leading worship, this is more of the practical kinds of suggestions that I have for you. I talk about preparation. Well, really, your heart, I mean, that's, you know, we could talk the whole day about my heart being ready and your heart being ready to minister to children. And it's kind of an interesting thing, serving the Lord, isn't it? Because we're never, ever really good enough to serve the Lord. There's no way that my heart is ever going to be good enough to have the privilege and honor to go represent Him to little children. And yet, God, in His infinite mercy and wisdom and grace, takes unlikely people and anoints them and equips them to be His mouth, to be His representative I mean, we're the, you know, you've heard that expression, you may be the only Bible that person ever reads. And so your heart, it's, I'm not saying, oh, your heart needs to be perfect and totally right. Obviously, you don't want to have, you know, unrepentant sin going on, because how could God bless that? But just that you're willing, a willing vessel, and saying, Lord, here I am today with these kids. God, use me. Use me. And you didn't. You may not know how he's going to use you. You may think, okay, he's going to use me when I sing. He may use you when you touch that child on the shoulder. Just say, good morning, how are you? They might go, wow, this teacher really cares about me. Wow. Or you know what I'm saying? You just never know. So your heart. Your music is definitely important, and we're not going to get into real specific music right now, but there are definitely certain songs that work really well for kids. I'm going to probably play just a few of them, and you may know some of them, but there are resources for songs. We're going to talk more about songs in a minute when I go down to the act of leading worship. So the music you choose is important. I also suggest if you choose music and you have the freedom to choose the music you're going to do, choose music that you love. Choose music that you enjoy, that inspires you, because they're going to catch that. I mean, if you're doing songs that you don't like that much, or you don't really connect with the message of the song, that's going to come across too. So use songs that you think the children would enjoy, that you enjoy, and see what happens. And then, of course, you got to pay attention. If you try a song and they don't get into it, or it seems too hard for them, or you're dealing with sixth graders and you're doing Father Abraham had many sons, you know, maybe it's time to reassess that and do some songs that are a little cooler. You know, I mean, you've got to always be open. So choosing your music is really important. It's really important. And then your kids, thinking about your preparation for your kids. If you're teaching children a new song, I think it's really good to either have an overhead or to have a handout. Because almost everyone has some degree of learning as a visual learner. It's a very popular, common way to learn. So visuals are really good. I think it's good not to always use visuals, because sometimes, you know, I think we kind of do a little bit of a disservice in big people church, if I could say that for a minute. We always put the words up, almost always. And if the words go up, I'm going to look at them almost all the time. And I kind of have to force myself to go inside and just not look. And so it's good to introduce children to new material using words, or as they're learning songs. But I say, kids are so smart. They're so much smarter. They're so much brighter and quicker than we are, you know. Let them just not be dependent on the words, because we want our kids to not... We want them to go kind of like inside and just commune with the Lord, because they're not getting that experience. And you could provide it for them. So now the last part of this, the act of leading worship, is... this is really the most important part of it. And this is what we're going to do a little bit in a minute. The process of leading worship. I have three sections. I have engaging them, edifying them, and ushering them, if you look at those three sections. So to engage them, I use active, fun songs. This is where hand motions are really, really helpful and useful. I mean, you know, fifth and sixth graders, depending on their background, depending upon the fellowship, how comfortable they are, they might fight it a little bit, but they'll go for it. If you do hand motions and involve them, a lot of times I'll get fifth or sixth graders up to help me, because then they're kind of like, yeah, I'm kind of helping. Yeah. Waves of mercy. You know, and they're kind of getting involved. So it helps to get the older kids to help you is a really good thing to do. But so up to about sixth grade, they'll do hand motions. You're pressing it at sixth grade. You don't want to probably do that with junior hires, although I've had junior hires act like monkey heads with me, and they loved it, and they had a good time. But that's because the Lord blessed it. But anyway, fun, up-tempo, active songs. And then I'm going to come back to the edifying them with scripture songs, because that's kind of a very specific part of my ministry, and we're going to do some of that in a little bit. I'm going to show you some of the songs. I'm going to teach you a couple of songs today. But the next part is ushering them with the quiet, tender songs. If you could just like put a star by that or some way of letting you know, that is so important. And I don't know your experience. You guys have been probably grown up in children's ministry. I don't know what your background is. As a child, some of you have grown up in the church. Some of you came to the Lord maybe a couple of years ago or this year. I don't know. But one mistake that's often made in doing music with children, from what I've observed, is not ever getting them past the fun, entertaining stuff. You want to go beyond that. I mean, I think you've got to engage them. That's why I put engage them with fun, active songs. You want their attention. You want them to have fun. You want them to be with you. You want them to be able to be free to be kids. And kids need to be kids. They need to praise the Lord and swing their hands and move and groove and do it all. But once, it's kind of like you're fishing, you know, fishers of children. You're fishers of children through worship. Yeah, I think I'll change the title of this. Fishers of children. So, you know, you're basically fishing for them. And, you know, you take that, your line, and you just toss that bait out there, and it's not a worm, of course, it's those fun songs. And those fun songs, kids just, they just love that. And then they're nibbling at that bait, the fun stuff, and then, oh, you yank it, and you hook them with a couple of sweet, really sweet worship songs. And they don't even know they've been nabbed. They don't even know they've been hooked, and they've been hooked. And all of a sudden, they're getting a taste of that sweet stuff. And if you've done your job, if you've sought the Lord, if He's equipping you and anointing you, you've connected with the children through the music, you've engaged them because they're involved with you, you're building a relationship with them, even though it's one of you and many of them, you're still connecting with them and having fun with them. Let's make church fun for kids. But then let's go the last section that often gets missed. Let's hook them, bring them in, reel them in with that sweet taste of the Spirit, so that they can just be sitting at the throne of God just saying, okay, wow, I didn't know I could be this, it could be this sweet. Just let them drink, you know, bring them in and let them drink. And I've seen God use those sweet, tender songs to do that. So, the last part of this I have is just, you know, practical things to think about. Always start with prayer with the kids. Occasionally, you might want to edify them in a scripture verse about worship, where God speaks specifically about praising Him. The Psalms are full of edifying verses for praising God. It's good to praise the Lord. And, you know, that's a good thing to think about, just ponder these things. I always think it's good to start children with songs they're familiar with. So if you're going to start, don't start with a brand new song. That's just, they're not there yet. Get them warmed up with songs they know, then introduce something new. Think about that. Choose age-appropriate songs. I already kind of made that joke about Father Abraham for the sixth graders. Okay? Except, though, you know, sometimes I've seen, like, little preschoolers and those guys just really love some of those other songs that you would never think to do for them. Don't always think that you have to do baby songs for little kids. I mean, those guys can worship. I mean, it's really sweet. So, let God lead you. Don't put them or yourself in a box. So you do want to be thinking about age-appropriate songs, but let the Lord also lead you in that. And that could change from week to week, from group to group. And then the last thing if you're going to be regularly ministering, worshiping with kids, I think it's good to introduce them to something new, like on a monthly basis. If you're going to be the person doing it, or if someone's going to do it with you, I think it's great to just always bring in new material. And you figure there aren't that many brand new songs that are written all the time that you might love or that might be appropriate. But just be thinking about songs, and you don't want to get in a rut where you're always doing the same five songs. Oh my goodness. After 3 or 4 months of that, the kids are just going to not even, it's not going to touch them. It's not going to affect them because it's rote. Okay, so there's some ideas. So I did that in under 30 minutes. That's usually an hour. So I snipped and cut a bunch of stuff out of there. But and now we're going to actually do some scripture songs together. I want to do some of the material with you that I do with kids. But big picture about worshiping with kids. You know, it is such a great opportunity to have the vehicle, to use the vehicle of worship to engage the kids, to have them be with you, to have them relate to you, and to have them begin to relate to the Lord. And they need to encounter the Lord. They need to touch the Lord. I mean, if they come to Sunday school, and well, they need to hear the Word of God, because that's the only thing that's going to really last. So they need the Word, the pure Word. But through worship, getting them ready for the Word, they need to be ministered to. They need to encounter the presence of the Lord. They need that sweetness. You know, I mean, if they're in a Christian school, they may get it there, but think about it from a child's perspective. I mean, you know, they might not be getting that at home that much, and if they're watching TV or they're playing games, and where are they going to get that experience? It should definitely at least take place when they come to our classes, when they worship with us. Just that sweet, you know, the Bible, I love this Psalm 34. It says, taste and see, you know, how good the Lord is. I mean, the Lord wants us to taste. And you have the opportunity through worship to bring that sweetness of the Lord to these children who, they need it. They need it. So, be a light. You're that example for them. So I want to encourage you to be that example, be that living word, and let them watch you. And make them thirsty. Make them thirsty. So now we're going to go on to the next part about doing some of the songs. Let me do a couple of songs that are the up-tempo ones, or at least one of them. Do I have any volunteers? Now, you can't volunteer someone else. No volunteer? Hi. Say that again. Oh, yeah. We can move the podium. Or I'll move it. Thanks, bro.
Back here.
All right, yeah. Oh, yeah, further over. I just have to tune my guitar for a minute. Anybody? Any? Are you up here?
Yeah.
Well, you are in the right position. Yeah. You can put your sunglasses on if you feel safe for a minute.
There you go.
I had to let me get mine. He's the only one. Anybody? I have a feeling someone's out there. It's okay. I'll take a girl up here, too. This is good. Good. Okay. You come on up. Yeah. Yeah, put your shoes on. Okay. So let me, before we do the song, you guys probably know these hand motions. This song, of course, is one of those songs that the kids just love. It's come on over here. Thank you for helping. Okay, so it's Every Move I Make. You guys know that song? I mean, everybody knows it. You guys know the hand motions? Oh, good. Oh, this will be fun. Okay, so it's only on the Waves of Mercy part that we do the hand motions. So it's wave, and everybody does them a little bit differently. So just follow me if you do them differently. Okay, you guys ready? So, see, they're gonna do it while I play the guitar. Because I can't do hand motions and guitar at the same time. Okay, so waves of mercy, waves of grace. Everywhere I look, I see your face. You guys know it, I think. Your love has captured me. Oh my God, this love, how can it be?
Yeah, good.
See, that's easy.
Yeah.
You guys okay?
That's
right. Good. Na na na, you know, you guys know the part?
No.
Na 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 na.
Oh, that I know.
Oh, well, let me just tell you one thing. When you work with children, if you're not childlike, they'll eat you alive. Just, you know, maybe write that somewhere. So, you know, you got to be able to make a fool out of yourself. You have to. And I'm really good at it. I mean, I'm really good at making a fool out of myself. So, you know what's great about kids? Is that if you're trying to have fun and you make a mistake, but you don't try to cover it up and you're just like, oh, look what I just did. They just eat that up. They just love, don't they love? They love that. So, I have a lot of experience with that. That making mistakes in front of kids. Okay. Another good thing with kids is to have them stand up and sit down and do different things like that. Changing their position. So let's have you stand up. Every move I make, I make in you. And you make me move, Jesus. Every breath I take, I breathe in you. Every step I take, I take in you. And you found my way, Jesus. Every breath I take, I breathe in you. Okay, you ready? Here we go. Waves of mercy, waves of grace, everywhere I look, I see your face, your love has captured me. Oh my God, this love, how can it be? See how easy that is? Isn't it good? See, aren't you more awake? Every move I make, I make in you. And you make me move, Jesus. Every breath I take, I breathe in you. Every step I take, I take in you. And you are my way, Jesus. Every breath I take, I breathe in you. Here we go, waves of mercy. Waves of mercy, waves of grace. Everywhere I look, I see. Let's worship. Waves of mercy, waves of grace. Everywhere I look, I see your face. Your love has captured me. Oh my God, this love, how can it be? Okay, I'm not going to sing this part. You're going to do it. Here we go. Oh, you can do better than that. No, you can do better than that even. Na na, there you go. Na 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 na. Na 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 na. Na 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 na. Every move. Good job. You guys did great. All right. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
All right. Now, I see, aren't you more awake?
Yes.
You know?
Yeah.
And they did a study. They did, this is a documented study that in working with children, if they can't concentrate, have them do jumping jacks. Seriously, it's true. 10 jumping jacks. It just gets everything moving. And so I figure, why do jumping jacks? Let's just worship the Lord. I mean, it's much better. So that's an example of a really fun, active, engaging song. That's not the only one. There are others. But that's a really fun one. And kids know that one. And what's neat about it is they don't really get too tired of that song. I mean, if you did it every week, they would get tired of it. But that's why you want to be looking and seeking and searching other songs. So if you're how many of you guys play an instrument in here? Okay. So you want to know, if you're going to present that song, you want to know it well enough that you can just not have to stop. And I mean, you can have chords in front of you, but you want to be able to play that without having to be self-conscious at all. You want to just be so well practiced and well rehearsed in that song that you can fly with that song, because they're going to follow you. So if you go, every move I make, you know, they're going to go, every move I make, you know. Anyway, so I want to teach you a scripture song that I have. And this is one of my passions in life, is to take the Word of God and put it to music so that it can be remembered. I did this with children in second grade as a second grade teacher. My kids had to learn a Bible memory verse every week. And, you know, they would come in, sit down, and write it on their brown paper. And some kids really have trouble writing. It's just harder for them. Their motor skills, or for whatever the reason, fine motor skills weren't as developed, and it would be harder. And they're struggling over writing, but it's not about, you know, Jesus. There's nowhere really in the Bible that it says, you know, it says be a doer of the word, but it doesn't say be a writer of the word. You know, the scripture needs to get in the heart. So I started doing songs with the kids to help them memorize scriptures, and God's just continued to put me on that path and do all kinds of neat things with his word and giving me songs. So here's one of the songs I want to do with you guys. I'm going to need some, all those volunteers are going to need them to come back. But let me teach you this for a minute. Okay. I'll do it and you repeat it. Do not. Well, you guys afraid of me? I mean, come on. It's me. It's Mr. Daniel. I'm safe. I'm goofy. Okay. Do not.
Do not.
That was better. Ah.
Be overcome
by evil. Yeah, and it, you know, the kids just love doing this stuff. But overcome
evil
with good. I have this strong sense that you need to be up here helping me, but and that you don't really want to be. So we won't make you, but we're going to... No pressure. No pressure.
Do not
be overcome
by evil.
You look pretty in pink too. You really do. She's blushing so bad. I'm sorry. But overcome
evil
with good.
Overcome.
Yeah. Yeah.
Evil
with good. Romans 12:21. My wife came up with Romans 12:21. That's not California sign language or any of that.
Overcome
evil.
Evil.
She won't even look at me.
With good.
Romans 12:21. Okay. One more time, and then anybody else want to come up, or should I have the same people who came up out of their comfort zone be the only ones who step out of their comfort zone? Anybody else want to help me? I'll do it one more time and see if anybody gets the courage to come up. Do not be overcome, do it with me, by evil. It's not Verizon, but overcome
evil
with good. I do that joke with the kids at the same time, and they laugh at that joke too. The Verizon. Scary. Half of them probably have cell phones. You know, and they're 5, they're 6.
Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. Overcome evil with good. Romans 12, 21. Overcome evil with good. Romans 12, 21.
Now, so you can you see how hand motions really help kids learn it? So I'm using my hands. But it helps. It's a kinesthetic way of learning. We learn auditory, we hear ourselves say it, and we learn visually, and we learn kinesthetically by moving, by motion. So, okay, who's going to be a brave warrior? I know it's hard to get up in front of your peers. It's probably easier in front of a group of kids. Yes, let's give them a big hand. All right. All right. Thank you. Can I have one of you on each side? So you're going to lead these people. You're their leader. And you're going to lead these people. And I'm going to play my guitar. Okay. Are you feeling a little... Did your heart rate go down because I didn't call you up? Okay. There's one, at least one in every crowd that you can kind of tease with as long as you're not, don't go too far with it and make them feel terrible. So. So we'll start slow. And I'm doing with you exactly what I would do with kids. So we start slow. You ready? Are you guys ready?
Yeah.
Are you ready? Do not. If you need to know, just watch Larry. He'll. Okay. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. So far, you guys are doing great. Overcome evil with good. Romans 12, 21. Overcome evil with good. Romans 12, 21. Okay, now, let's have everybody stand. All right, here we go. We're going to go a little faster. I can't hear you. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. Romans 12, 21, a little bit faster. I won't do that. Okay. Okay, here we go. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. Overcome evil with good. Romans 12, 21. Overcome evil with good. Romans 12, 21. A little bit faster. And the kids just love going faster. They love it. So you see how this is engaging them? It's active. They feel a part of something. It's fun. It's good. I mean, why shouldn't church be a little bit fun? That's okay. Okay, we're going to go really fast. Ready? Hachoo! Yes, I do that with kids too. So, do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. I can't hear you. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. Overcome evil with good. Romans 12, 21. Overcome evil with good. Romans 12, 21. That was fun. Now we're done. Hey! Yeah. All right.
Thank you.
Okay, so you can see how I love to have fun with kids. I love to do fun stuff. And it's, I think it's the Lord that has inspired me to do that. Now, let's do another one. I've got a little bit of time left, right? I'm fine?
Okay.
All right. But now think about this. Romans 12:21. Who can tell me what Romans 12:21 says? Yes, sir, in the back. All the way in the back. Give him a big hand. That's perfect. All right. Now, let's do another verse. Anybody know off the top of their head? Ephesians 2 verse 1. Don't look it up. Just tell me. Do you know it? 2 verse 1. Come on, you're Bible college students. Come on. You guys rock. You guys are... Yes? Oh my goodness. Give this girl a big hand. Woo! You are good. Wow. That's awesome. Okay. That's exactly right. Yeah, you got to copy me. He made alive. There you go. And you, he made alive, who were dead in trespasses and in sins. Who were dead in trespasses and in sins. Ephesians 2, verse 1. See, you got it. So, are we going to move this up? Alright. Now, I don't have to have any volunteers because I'll just do this with you. Okay? So you're safe. You can relax. You can rest. Okay. We'll do it one more time. And you could sing it with me too. I mean, you've got to learn it, but. And he made alive. And he made alive. Who were dead in trespasses and in sins. Who were dead in trespasses and in sins. Ephesians 2:1. Ephesians 2:1. I'm so glad you're right up here. It's just really nice. It'd be better if you were here, but that's okay. Front row. Center. You're blushing, definitely. I'm sorry. Okay, you guys ready? Anybody want to help? I can do it, but... Okay, here we go. Let's see. Let me check the volume here. Where is the volume?
It's on the left side.
Yeah, it's the big knob. Okay, you guys ready? Let's stand up again. And he made alive. Here we go. And he made alive. And he made alive. Who were dead in trespasses and in sins. Who were dead in trespasses and in sins. Okay, where is that in the Bible? Ephesians 2:1. And you. And he made alive. And he made alive. Who were dead. Trespasses and in sins. Who were dead in trespasses and in sins. Okay, cross it over. Ephesians 2:1. And you he made alive. And you he made alive. Who were dead in trespasses and in sins. Who were dead in trespasses and in sins. Let me hear you. Where is that in the Bible? I can't hear you. And you. And you he made alive. Ephesians. Ephesians 2:1. And you. And you he made alive. Ephesians. Ephesians 2:1. And you he made alive. Alright, good job. You may be seated. Okay. Now. Okay. I've got... stop. No, stop. Yeah. You wait there. Thank you. Okay. I probably got time for like two more quick songs. Is that right, Mr. Larry?
Larry Boy. Okay. I wouldn't be doing half of this if I hadn't known Pastor Larry, because he got me involved in the Vacation Bible School. Their first VBS. I didn't even know what VBS, Vacation Bible School, was. And they asked me if I wanted to help, and it worked out that I started, and I was inspired to write scriptures. And what a joy to be doing. We did that for years together. And that's how God really stirred up that gift in me to write songs for kids, verses for kids. So now the next song is... this actually isn't a Bible verse, but it's a biblical principle. I call it repent. And the kids just... It's so funny, because this is my one song that's not really a verbatim, right out of the scripture song. But they love this song. And you really are going to feel pretty much like a kid after you do this song. So, you got to stand up for this one. You're standing for a lot of these. Okay, you ready? Jump. Well, yeah, I'll do it, you do it. Jump. Shake. Turn yourself around. And repent. Okay? So you go down on one knee. Jump. Shake. Turn yourself around. And repent. We should be jumping when he calls. Shaking in our shoes. This is my favorite part. Turn away from evil. And hear the good news and repent. That's what he meant. So I would talk to the kids a little bit about repentance and some scriptures where that was mentioned. John the Baptist told people to repent. Jesus began his ministry telling people to repent, talking to kids about what does repentance mean. Then I'd go into the song. So I do need a couple of volunteers for this song. But I won't make anyone come up. If you don't, no one else? Yeah, I won't make you come up. Okay, how about a couple of people who came up before? Somebody who came up before wants to come up, I'd love it. Who's been up? She's come. Yes. Give her a big hand. Thank you. Okay, anybody else? Do you want to come up? I don't know your name, bro, but... Okay. See, he's getting brave. He doesn't even have his sunglasses. Okay, you guys ready? You all right?
No, I can't remember, but I'm
good. Oh, this is easy. Just jump, shake, turn yourself around, and repent. Okay? We do that twice, and jumping. We should be jumping when he calls. Jumping, shaking in our shoes. Turn away from evil. Gotta get that back foot up. And hear the good news and repent. Okay. Here we go. You guys ready? Here we go. Jump, shake, turn yourself around and repent. Good. Let me hear you sing it too. Jump, shake, turn yourself around and repent. We should be jumping when he calls, taking in our shoes, turn away from evil, and hear the good news and repent. Good, that's what he meant. That's what he meant. Uh-oh. Get the hook. Turn away from evil, repent. Good job. Give yourselves a big hand. All right. Well, we all have a new perspective of you. Maybe not. Maybe it's not that new. It's new for me. What's your name?
Robert.
Woo! You don't have a great uncle named Robin Hood, do you? Man, okay.
Music.
Yes, but that's what music can do. So, I mean, I've done a lot of songs that are active songs. They've all been active so far. And I'm going to close with one that isn't. So, this is a song that I've lived now a year as a missionary. And, you know, God is awesome. God has shown himself over and over and over again. I could tell you stories that would just bless you. And I'm sure you could tell me stories that would bless me of how faithful God is. And you can even tell a five-year-old. Teach them about how faithful God is. And so they're awake, they're engaged, they're with you. And now you just pull back on the line and draw them into the presence of the Lord with a song that ministers to you. And this one ministers to me, and I want to teach it to you. God is faithful. God is faithful. By whom you were called into the fellowship of his Son. It's 1 Corinthians 1 verse 9. Want to sing it with me again? God is faithful. God is faithful. By whom? By whom you were called into the fellowship of his Son. Reference. 1:9. So now we'll simplify it at the end so that you really don't have to think about it. God is faithful. God is faithful. God is faithful. God is. And that's how we'll end the song. We'll do that a couple more times. Just while you're doing this, I just want to encourage you to just think of a few times or many times that God has come through for you when you needed him to. He's so faithful. God is. Father, we thank you that you are faithful, Lord. And I pray, Lord, for these young men and women here, God, that they would. I thank you for the desire that is on their heart to want to know your word more, to want to share your word, Lord, and to be here in this Bible college, to grow in the grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. God, just stir their hearts and give them vision for what you would have them to do for your kingdom and for your glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, Lord bless you. I hope this has given you just a perspective on worship for children, and may God bless you as you serve him. Take care.